Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion, today, we're diving into the timeless masterpiece, How to Win Friends and Influence People, by Dale Carnegie. How to Win Friends and Influence People, by Dale Carnegie is a timeless self-help book that has been a source of inspiration and guidance for generations of readers since its publication in 1936. The book is a comprehensive guide on the art of building meaningful relationships, fostering goodwill, and becoming a more effective communicator. The book begins with a fundamental principle, the importance of showing genuine interest in others. Carnegie emphasizes that the most effective way to make friends is to be genuinely interested in other people. He encourages readers to become good listeners, to ask questions, and to show appreciation for the thoughts and opinions of others. By doing so, he argues, one can create a positive impression and build strong connections with people. Carnegie also highlights the significance of avoiding criticism and condemnation. He advises readers to refrain from criticizing, condemning, or complaining about others, as this can damage relationships and create unnecessary conflicts. Instead, he suggests finding ways to provide constructive feedback and to address issues in a more tactful and considerate manner. The book delves into the power of appreciation and the importance of giving sincere compliments. Carnegie asserts that people crave validation and recognition. By genuinely appreciating the efforts and qualities of others, one can win their friendship and admiration. He offers numerous examples of how small gestures of appreciation can lead to significant improvements in personal and professional relationships. Another core principle of the book is the idea of arousing in others an eager want. Carnegie emphasizes the importance of understanding the desires and motivations of others and aligning your requests or proposals with their interests. By doing so, you can persuade and influence people more effectively. Carnegie also introduces techniques for handling disagreements and avoiding confrontations. He suggests that instead of arguing, it's often more productive to allow the other person to save face and find common ground. By approaching conflicts with empathy and understanding, you can diffuse tense situations and maintain amicable relationships. Throughout the book, Carnegie shares real-life stories and examples to illustrate his principles. He emphasizes the importance of practicing these principles consistently and in all aspects of life, whether in personal relationships, business, or social interactions. In the final section of the book, Carnegie discusses leadership and influence. He highlights the qualities of great leaders and how they use the principles outlined in the book to inspire and lead others effectively. In essence, How to Win Friends and Influence People, by Dale Carnegie is a guide to becoming a more likable, influential, and effective communicator. It teaches readers the art of understanding and empathizing with others, showing appreciation, and resolving conflicts gracefully. The book's enduring popularity is a testament to its enduring relevance in helping individuals build meaningful and lasting relationships in both their personal and professional lives. Now, let's take a quick look at the summary of each chapter to give you a taste of what you can expect from this classic. Chapter 1, Fundamental Techniques in Handling People. The book begins by stressing the importance of understanding human nature. Carnegie asserts that the desire for importance and appreciation is a fundamental trait in every human being. He illustrates this with the story of Charles Schwab, the famous steel magnate, who attributed his success to his ability to make people feel important. Chapter 2, The Big Secret of Dealing with People. Carnegie introduces the concept that the most effective way to influence people is by arousing in them an eager want. He explains that simply telling people what you want won't work as effectively as aligning your desires with theirs. He uses a story about a dog named Tige to illustrate this point. Chapter 3, He Who Can Do This Has the Whole World with Him. He Who Cannot Walks a Lonely Way. This chapter emphasizes the power of appreciation and the importance of giving sincere compliments. Carnegie encourages readers to be genuinely appreciative of others and to make them feel valued. Chapter 4, A Drop of Honey. Carnegie discusses the importance of avoiding criticism and condemnation. He argues that criticism only puts people on the defensive and often leads to resentment. Instead, he advises readers to find ways to provide constructive feedback and encouragement. Chapter 5, The Secret of Socrates. The chapter is named after the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates, who was known for his skill in asking questions to stimulate critical thinking. Carnegie advocates the Socratic method of asking questions rather than giving direct orders. This technique can lead people to think through problems and arrive at solutions on their own. Chapter 6, The Safety Valve in Handling Complaints. Carnegie explains how to handle complaints and disagreements effectively. He advises readers to listen patiently, let the other person express themselves fully, and avoid arguing. Instead, he suggests finding common ground and offering understanding. Chapter 7, Seven Rules for Making Your Home Life Happier. This chapter provides principles for improving relationships within the family. Carnegie discusses the importance of avoiding criticism, showing appreciation, and making loved ones feel important. Chapter 8, If You Want to Gather Honey, Don't Kick Over the Beehive. Carnegie shares the story of a business leader, W.C. Durant, who learned the importance of not criticizing, condemning, or complaining about others. Instead, he suggests focusing on solutions and cooperation to achieve common goals. Chapter 9, The Big Secret of Dealing with People. Again, in this chapter, Carnegie revisits the concept of arousing an eager want in others and provides additional examples and insights. Chapter 10, How to Win Friends with Your Ears. Carnegie emphasizes the importance of being a good listener. He explains that people want to be heard and understood, and by listening attentively, one can win friends and influence people more effectively. Chapter 11, How to Interest People. The final chapter discusses the art of arousing enthusiasm in others. Carnegie encourages readers to show genuine interest in other people's hobbies, interests, and passions, as this can lead to more engaging and enjoyable conversations. Now, let's talk about the practical applications and actionable steps suggested by Carnegie in his book. Become genuinely interested in other people and make them feel important by listening actively. A simple smile can go a long way in making people feel comfortable and appreciated. Remember people's names and use them in conversation to show respect. Be a good listener, listening with empathy and understanding. Talk in terms of other people's interests to engage them in conversations. Show appreciation by praising people for their accomplishments and achievements. Avoid criticism and focus on providing constructive feedback. Practice empathy by trying to understand others' perspectives. Make people feel important by giving them your full attention. Encourage others to talk by asking open-ended questions and showing genuine interest. Before we wrap up, here are some memorable quotes from the book to ponder. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. The only way to get the best of an argument is to avoid it. Talk to someone about themselves, and they'll listen for hours. If you want to gather honey, don't kick over the beehive. Remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. The expression one wears on one's face is far more important than the clothes one wears on one's back. The only way to influence someone is to find out what they want and show them how to get it. Criticism is futile because it puts a person on the defensive and usually makes them strive to justify themselves. When dealing with people, let us remember we are not dealing with creatures of logic. We are dealing with creatures of emotion, creatures bustling with prejudices and motivated by pride and vanity. Any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, but it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving. And there you have it, a glimpse into the timeless wisdom of Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. This book continues to inspire and guide people to become better communicators and build more meaningful relationships. If you have enjoyed this, please grab a copy of the book for more in-depth.